Okay, Kumlan Ablak, the murder of the Chavches, or Melal of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we're talking about Chedim, right? There are two kinds of Chedim. Where you, Chedim means literally to destroy, because you cannot use it anymore. So you either Chedim to the Beis HaMikdash, called Chedim Bedek HaBayis, that they sell it and they use it to maintain the Beis HaMikdash, or you have a Chedim to Kainim, that you give it off to the Kainim, and the Kainim get it, and the Kainim keep it forevermore. Okay, so machrim adam, a person can make a chedim. So a person can make a chedim mitzaynoi from his sheep. He can make from his sheep and from his cattle, ma'avada, from his servants, from his b'chaysav, or sheiv chaysav haktani, aknanim, from his knani, his slaves, from his knani, umizdeach uzos, so you could also, the ancestral land as well. Ve'im hechrim as kulam einim uchram. But one thing you cannot do is donate everything that you have. You cannot donate everything. Dibur Abulazer. Sorry? So, that's all. This is mach if you're making a chedim. Which is in the pasuk. It's in the fashion pasuk. It says in the pasuk here. Ach kol chedim asher yechol mish l'Hashem mekol asher loy me'odun behemam zeh chuzosu lo yimachir lo yigo. Clear. Yeah, that's if you're donating to the Bedek Abayi. We say that if it's according to Rava, if it's a grove to Mizbeach, it becomes to Mizbeach. But this is Chedim. It's a different word you're using altogether. It's not a. Till now, till this Mishnah, we're learning just your Makdish. It's a different thing altogether.
Everything means everything or everything from a category?
We'll soon see. Everything means from a category right now. Everything means from a category. We'll see within the category whether it breaks down as well or not. Okay. Because we want you to have something left. Rabbi Elazar says, we'll see more later what Machlekes is. Ma im legvoya, ma doch to the Eibishter, ein odom rashoi lahachrim kol nechosov, ma doch to the Eibishter, you now be machin all your entire estate, because you have to keep something for yourself. Alachas kama kama, she odom chosov lechosov. Surely, a person should be a bit careful with his estate and not be so flipped with it and so on. What exactly is he saying? We'll see in the morning. Would the goyim have? Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Let's leave something. Let your motive behind me. First of all, how do you know that you're not going to be machm everything and that you can machm everything you have? So let me learn. Mikol ashaloi. It says in the pasuk, "Akol chayin b'shichad b'shoshem." Mikol from what you have, not all what you have. V'loy kol ashaloi, not everything that you have. Then it says, "Me'odam," that you know from your ever kanani. V'loy kol adam, not all your ever kanani. Mebehema from your behema. V'loy kol behema, not all your behemas. Mizdeachuzas in the pasuk, reading the pasuk. Mizdeachuzasai. V'loy kol steachuzas, but not all your fields. Yochla would thought the yachri marol. You shouldn't do all your fields, but or let's say all your avodim. But vim hechrim yim muchrami. But if you did it, okay. So as you put it, I'm and the pasuk ach is a miyut. Tell you what, that it has to be. You cannot in any way, you know, go defy what it says over here. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Omer Rabbi Elazar Lezayir. The same says in the Mishnah. Ma im legvoya. Ma doch to the Eibishta. Ein odin l'shel hachin kol nechos. You think it's a noble cause. You want to donate everything to the Eibishta, yet we don't allow you. Halach has kam kama. Shehei odin. We want that a person should be chayiv li es chosam nechosam. A person has been nechos on his own nechosim. We'll soon see the Gemara what he's saying. We'll soon see. First of all, why did the Torah have to spell out all of these details? Adam, Behemah, Zechaz, or say, you know, Mikol HaShaloi, and that's it. Why do you have to go through all the Tzrich, we need them. Because Rachmana Mikol HaShaloi, the Torah written Mikol HaShaloi, and I thought, call the Islay Loi Lachim. That in the entire lot you shouldn't be machrim. I will mean Echel Lachami, but let's say if you only you're donating your Avodim, maybe that's all right. Let's have 10 avodim. I could donate all my 10 avodim. But even within the category, you shouldn't give away all your avodim kananim. As the main gesture explains, a person cannot exist without avodim. How can you exist, survive without avodim? Whatever that means. right to be, because I'm on a met odom, but it said met odom only, let's say, okay, not all yavodim, the loy sagi, but loy avoida. How can you exist without avodim? So you have to have somebody doing some work for you. Avol sode, but when it comes to fields, sagi lebe de stare, who said you have to have any fields? Maybe you can give away all your fields and you'll become a sharecropper of somebody else's field. It's a nobe de stare in becoming a sharecropper of somebody else, so I don't have to have my own field. So therefore, the Torah says, no. Even all your fields don't give away. The Yashmin and Hani Tarti Avodim and Sada Avodim Shidahocha Chayusa Var Chayusa. You need them both to live. Avol Metalklin, but perhaps things which are portable, the Chamina Kulo, I can be Machim, all my Metalklin. Therefore it says, Tzricha, it says, Mikola Shaloi, anything that you have. In other words, you cannot even give away all your Metalklin. Even if you retain your Sada and your Avodim, you cannot give away all your Metalklin. So why is it Mibahema Ligatanya like we learned? Yochla would have thought Yachrim Adam Bnoi Yubita, a person can be Machrim his son, his daughter, his son, Avdei Vishiv Chasa, his slave and his maid, or even in the Yiddish. This day Miknosa on this day Miknosa, I would have thought a person could be Machrim his own son and his own daughter, we'll see in the next Mishnah. And his Evan Shivchai even Yiddish Avadi. And the soda that you bought, you thought we now lechayda, we would have thought a soda machim, and you can't because the soda you bought you don't own, you only have a lease because it comes to you, it goes back to the original owner. So I would have thought I can be machim all this as well. Tamalim behema, we learn from the word behema. Ma behema yeshle l'shusel mecha behema, you have complete ownership. Of course, yeshle l'shusel mecha, you have complete ownership. What's the definition of ownership? That you can sell it. And you cannot sell your evidivity. You cannot sell your all these things over here. Your benoy, and therefore I always say mcnosa, because Gayevo goes back to the original owner. So the Gemara valoy bitek tana yeshle l'shusel mecha. You can sell your bitek tana as what do you call it? As an omer yivriya. So what do you mean you can't sell? He can sell himself, but nobody else can sell him. Yeah. His balav can't sell him. It's free. Sets him free. Maybe her. You could be machin tamalim behema. Learn from behema. Ma behema shul mocha le'olam. Because shul mocha le'olam. I'm saying you beat the tana only until she's 12 years old. It's a little bit hard to understand why you're only asking beat the tana. You can also sell us today mikvah then. Just like the Gemara knew that Bitek Tana can only go to 12 years old, but Gemara thought the fact that you can sell her is already a sell. No, so why not? They make no. So you can also sell. Just Navas comes in year 50, it has to go back. Why are we only? Why do we only have a Havamina by Bitek? We don't have a Havamina by Zay Mikna. Regardless, the same answer would apply as well, because it's Olam. It has to be able to be sold forever. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying differently than Tana Kamba?
Yeah.
No.
What's the
background of
between Machin and Makdish?
Well, you go.
So if you Machin
is there,
finished.
No, you can't get it back. Finished. Yeah. When you Makdish, you can take it back until Yevon. Amar Ablaza ben Azaya, im legvoya ein adam. Amar Ablaza ben Azaya, im legvoya ein adam rashoy. So what are they saying differently? The difference is the famous Rabbeila that we had in Ksubist. Rabbeila said, Usha, in the city of Usha, many takanos, you know, the Sanhedrin went from one place to another place, and one of them was Usha, and many takanos were enacted then. His kinu, they were misakin, hamevazvez, if you want to splurge and be generous, al yevazvez yoysim mechemish. Do not splurge more than 20%. And you learn out, because im aset asen uloch, it says twice over there, Yaakov, so it says twice maises, so 10 and 10 is 20. And that's the machlek. The Kodesh Blazer ben Azariah, the maximum is 20%. According to Tana Kamba, there is no maximum as long as you leave something for yourself. He argued this whole principle. He holds you allowed to give away more than 20%. You can give away 60%, 70%, 80%, as long as you keep something for yourself. There's a story with somebody who gave more than a fifth. He didn't allow him because, you know, you shouldn't give away so much. But I'm the other side of a shaver. The shaver wants to be so generous. So that's the machlekes here between Tanakhamim. Yeah.
These Tanoim we deal with are playing his role in Yavne Tanoi.
No, that much later.
Which? Usher's later?
No, Usher was first. Usher was earlier. Which is much earlier. This is post Beis Hamikdash Churban. That's pre. While Beis Hamikdash existing, 40 years before, they went to Golus. All but during Beis Hamikdash, they went 10 places. They went to 10 places. They went to the 10 Sanhedrin. I can't remember what. Blaz Rashi beat the Yeshla the Shuslam Chaimish, the Gamrin and Yaakov, learn from Yaakov. The last Rashi. The Chsiba said, Tereni Suri, it says twice Maisa. Now Blaz Rashi said, Rabbi Elo the Osel Shmina, she had the Chos Al Chos, he told you have to be the Cheshbin. Rabbi Lazar, however, Rabbi Lazar, let's say Rabbi Elo, the E, Bizbus, Tuvel Echbelam, we don't care how much you give away. Elo Shashail Asak, Tzas! You mean the Chayim. So interesting, we have a Machlaikis here. In Echim, we find out there's a Machlaikis in this whole principle. Until now, we're always, Mavaz always had. Now, interesting, Reb Chaim Tanzer used to give away all his money to Zedakah. The ones asked him, how can you give away money to Zedakah? He says, you're right. But I once was nichshol and I gave more than 20%. But it says that Zedakah, Chatecha Preik, how do you do tshuva? By giving to Zedakah. So I gave more to Zedakah to do tshuva than that. But then it came out, I gave more than 20%. I've been stuck in this bind. But the Velt says that the word Zedakah, Tzadik Dalet Kuf Hei, is what tells you that. It says like this, if you earn Kuf 100, you should give tzaddik. Keep tzaddik for yourself, 90, which is 10%. If you want to be more generous and you earned hay, you can keep for yourself dollars, which is 20%. So that's how it works. Tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Machrim b'noi ubitay. Machrim b'noi ubitoi va'avdei v'shivchase ivrim. This is what we just said in the Gemara. What happened? You decided to be machrim your son and your daughter and your eved and your shivcha ivrim. It was day miknase. All of these things that you cannot sell. Ain't mukhramin. Nothing happened. You can't be mukhram. Why not? Shein adam machrim dover she'ein d'shalai. These are not yours to sell. If you cannot sell, you cannot be machrim it. That's the definition of ownership, that you have the right to sell it. Now, then it goes to the machlekes, ha-koyanim v'ha-levim e-machrimim. Sai-koyanim, sai-levim cannot be machrim. Well, koyanim is pashut, why? Because as soon as you machrim it, it comes right back to you. What happens to the chedim? It goes to the koyanim. So, it's haduri matros alamali. You know, what's the point of going back and forth? It goes right one pocket to the other. But levim will soon see why levim cannot be machrim. However, because it says when pasik by kol chaydim, it says that goes to them. It says kol chaydim so luchayia goes to the kainim, and so if you machim, he comes right back to him. So you don't have to give it to any other kain. And obelviim machrim, and I disagree. I hold that obelviim can be machim. Why not? Because when they're machin, they give it to kainim. So why shouldn't they be machin? Omar Rebbe, we'll soon see the Gemara what the svar is. Omar Rebbe says, needing div Rabbi Yehuda bekakois. When it comes to karka, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that a levi also cannot be machin. Why not? They have a pasuk, Shinemar, it says, ki achuzas, the 48 cities that the levim get. So it says the pasuk, so they migrish areim lo yimoche, ki achuzas oilamulahem. This is their property for evermore. Eternally their property. So because it's their property forevermore, they also cannot give it to Chedim, because Chedim you lose forever. So therefore Levim cannot give it away. I agree with him. So when do I agree with Rav Shimon? With Rav Shimon, metaltli, when it comes to metaltli, Levim could be machmid, she'ein hadomin shalahem. When it comes to metaltli, since Levim don't end up with the charamim, goes to Chedim, and there's no pasuk said chuzos oilam, so they could give it away. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, bishleim koinim, I understand koinim, machrimim, shecharam shalahem. Because why? It goes right back to them. Elavim, Belavim, Bishleim, and Mekaka. I understand why he holds up Belavim by Kaka. They cannot give it away. Loi Machim, Edechsiv, it says, Kiachuz Oilami. If it was a Kiachuz Oilami. Elametalkli, but Metalklichme, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why can't Levim give away Metalkli, and Mimachim, Metalkli? It doesn't go to them, and it doesn't pass Kuz Oilam. A makro mikol ashaloi. It says the pasuk you should give away mikol ashaloi. And one of the things it says umizdei achuzase. So we compare whoever's able to give away zdei achuzase can give away kosheloi. I said Levim can't. The different can't give away. Mag it's about chuzaylam.
Yeah, because he that's an ale, it's an ale choyma. The Levitical city is ale
choyma. Yeah, yeah.
But ale choyma, you got to get two. You got to take it back within 2 years.
We learned before that these limitations don't apply to Kohenim and Levim. The Yovel doesn't apply to them. All of these, they can always buy in Olam. L'cheira is not. L'cheira. So makish metal lekakois. Nu v'rab Shimon. Bishlem Kohenim Kohenim. I understand. Kidom. It goes right back to the pocket. El Levim comes to Levim. Rabbi Shimon says when it comes to Levim, they could donate metalton. Metalton, Rabbi Shimon says that they could what do you call it? That they could donate metalton the loy makish el mekakoy mai. But why does Rabbi Shimon hold that kaka? They could be makdish. Or ksiba chuzayilim hilahab. So the first part of chuzayilim. How could Rabbi Shimon hold that Levim can give away their property? My machrim and now medikam metalti. Taka when Rab Shimon agrees when it comes to karka levim can't get away. It's only metalti. But in what we're talking sefer, it says in the sefer Omar Rebbe needing divir Rabbi mekakoy with divir Rab Shimon metalti. It sounds like they're arguing about. But I pass Rab Huda when it comes to karka. Pass Rab Shimon because metalti. But you tell me Rab Shimon is moedid by karka that levim cannot give it away. Mekalad Rab Shimon karka now mekamer. So what's going on here? Hachikamer. Omar Rebbe, you misunderstood Rebbe. Needing divir Rabbi Yehuda to Rab Shimon, not to me, to Rab Shimon bekakoy. Rab Shimon is moed Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to karka, Levim cannot give it away. So after Rab Shimon lenecho go el metalkin, Rabbi bekakoy is moed leiz moed. When the very last line of 28a. Omar Rab Chibar Avin said, Hechrim metalkin, if you are machrim metalkin, noisnan lechol koyin sheyirtze. If you are machrim your metalkin, you said I'm giving it away, and you're making chedim, use the word chedim, and it goes to koyinim, you can give it to any koyin you want. Shenemak, it's on the pasuk, kol chedim beYisrael lechol yir. Lechol yir is talking to Aaron. They're just saying that any chedim goes to Aaron, and all of his kids are included. So I give it to any koyin. Sound like I can nominate the coin that I want to give it to. If you are machrim, so that's talking about metalton. If you are machrim your fields, noisten lekoy and shabois mishpa. When it comes to metalton, then you can give it any coin, even if it's not their roster. But when it comes to fields, you have to give it to the coin in that mishpa. Now, how exactly it works? Because there's more than one koyin in that mishmer. Does that mean that I have the right to choose which? Let's say the mishmer has 35 koyin. Does that mean I have the right to choose which koyin, or does it mean that I have to give it to that family and they'll divide it equally amongst themselves? But pasha doesn't mean because we call it, you know, in the Gemara of a common place we call it shevet gezel hashevet. We don't say gezel hakoyin individual. You say gezel hashevet. Sounds like that it belongs to the entire family. And even the family, the roster, they have it for a week, but every day is another base of. We don't go by the base of, we go by the week. So all the body of is their share.
You just have to wait till it's their turn.
No, so the pashas, you cannot choose. You give it to the family and they divide it equally.
You decide which day to give it.
But it makes no difference because we're going to say the whole mishmah. It goes by mishmah, not by base of. So even you go there on Tuesday and these guys work on Monday, and we're divided equally. It says in pasuk that when it comes to Yevil, the field goes out and goes kodesh Lashem. Kiz de'achen, just like we do kechem, la koyin tiachozasi. It goes to the koyin. Shenem kiz de'achen, la koyin tiachozasi. And so what? How do you know means the mishmer? Maybe means all the koyinim, any koyin I want. V'goma le koyin. We're going to show a koyin. Megazel haged. If you steal from a ged and then you know you lied and then later you moed that you swore and you swore false. You swore false. Megazel haged. You have to write reimburse him and then you have to bring a carbon auction. When the ged dies, and imein legoyle, and we say it must be talking about a ged because which yid doesn't have a cousin somewhere. So it must be talking about a ged who has no cousin whatsoever. We give it to the koyanim, the money, and then you have to bring your own carbon ashram for swearing false. There it says, also give it to the koyan. Mahasam and on, haino by gezla geir, it goes to the koyan and to that mishmer. Time you learn, it says, if the person has no goyom, to be to give him back the principal he stole. So then you give it, la koyan, you give it to the koyan. And then besides, the elikapurim that you have to give another carbon ashram, you have to bring to the mizbech. Tanya says, la hashem, it says, la hashem, la koyan. What does that mean? Konei Hashem, the money goes to the Eibishter, and then who represents the Eibishter here? Mishul and Goyeg Zachar, the Nosel Koin. Give the coin. Which coin? Shabbos and Mishmer. Not to any coin you decide, it has to go to the coin of the Mishmer. Maybe I have a cousin, a kohen. I want to give it to him. When it says in Pasuk, Mulvad Ela Kippurim, this is in addition to the Ela Kippurim, that baran, that ram that you have to bring as a kapore, which is a korban asham. That you'll be forgiven of it. But when it comes to kabbonis, you can't choose which coin you want to be marked of your covering. You got to go to base of Mikdash, and whichever coin is on duty, then of the family, other people who are going to take care of it. Is the same thing over here. So the field that goes out on Yevul, which is compared to a chedim, which is compared to Gezel Aged, who do you give it to? Now this is unbelievable. Shows you how kind of good people the kohanim were. Can you imagine? You work your whole life in a kohanim, and with the mazel, whichever mishmer is that week, when that pogah b'yevul is the one who gets everybody's money. All the kohanim remain destitute, and this particular family is going to become the richest family. It's not fair, but nobody ever complained. The kohanim never complained. Shows you what kind of good people they were. Says you want to write that's a separate issue, but still you'd be so angry. Why should they punk the, because they happen to be that week, they'll get everybody's soda? It's not fair. Okay, so the Gemara, let's work out. You asked last time, you know, is the family that goes out, the family that comes in, and so on. So Gemara will actually talk about it. So the Gemara, what about, I told you the Machlekes, we'll soon see whether Pogah B'Yevul means the first Rosh Hashanah or it means Yom Kippur. We had the Gemara a while ago that the Rosh Hashanah of the year of Yevul is called Yom Kippur. Or Yom Kippur, that year is called Rosh Hashanah. But we'll soon see. But anyway, what happens if the Yevul starts on the Shabbos? What happens on Shabbos is the morning is one family working and the afternoon is another. Now this afternoon family, imagine how jealous they'll be. Because they walk in and see it all happening. They were there on Shabbos and they don't get anything. So in my, not a scintilla. You think that these, yeah. But the smaller part goes to the top one and the bigger part goes to the bottom one. You would think. They get everything. The people who worked there till now, they get everything. The morning. It all happens in the morning. why? Because Yevil started Friday night. And so Yevil started Friday night, they started by then. says, Tanya, we learned, it comes out, Echad Yevil. You can have a Matthias where Yevil and the Echad Shmita and Sai Shmita, Mishamting Echad, both take effect at the same time. If you remember Shmita, in fact, how many years that we do a Prusbul in the beginning of Shmita, we do again at the end of Shmita. Because when is Shmita effective? When is Shmita Meichel everything? Dafka, the very, very end of Shmita. And when does Yevil take effect? Dafka, the very beginning of Yevil. So they mamish overlap. So you can have Yevil and Shmita concurrent. What? Yeah. Ella sheyevil betchilase, and the reason is because yevil starts from the beginning. In fact, probably said we would Ella should be mifnei. The hashmata b'sefer, and the hashmata is at the very end. So therefore, they overlap. Says the Gemara, Adrabe mishum hachi have. Gemara says lechayde. That's not what I mean Ella, but that's exactly the reason why. Well, you're right. Ema mipnei shehayevil. You're right because yevil the same thing. Because the Shviyas is the end of Yevul Bechila. So it comes out that Bein Hashmashis, as Rashi, look at Rashi, Adrabe, right parallel to Gemara. Time with the Shnei Mishamtim B'Yoyim Echad, they're both in the same day. Mishum Hachi, the Shviyas B'Soy, for the very last minute of Shmita, is when it's Mishamet, or Yochavis, and everything else. And Yevul, the very Bechilase, the Hash, the Ishtaka, comes out the Bein Hashmashis, this period of twilight, Shal Erev Shabbos. Yevul nafka shviyah. The Bein Hashmash is a chasaf against of Yilayla, so therefore it starts the Yevul then. But he shait tavai mishamtim. A little hard to understand because if it's a suffix, it's nishda as nishda. Yeah, it's saying here. Now, Luchay, you have to understand what I'm saying here. If it's Bein Hashmash means we don't know what it is. Is it day or is it night? So, Manashik, one of them is not. If it's day, then it's the end of Shemitah, it's not the beginning of Yevul. And if it's night, it's the beginning of Yevul, it's not the end of Shemitah. What does it mean? But there's another approach that says that in Shmita, within the Yevul itself, there's four different ways of learning. But another approach is that in Yevul itself, part of Bein Hashmashes, not the full Bein Hashmashes, other Torah Tanach. Part of it is not, we don't know when. But even so, it's not the same time. a second earlier is end of Beinash Moshe, a second later, it's not concurrent. But there's another day that says that every second of Beinash Moshe is part day and part. It's not, you know, one or the other. It's both. That's what twilight is. It's Sai Yom and Sai Laila. Then this Rashi makes sense. That's the only way I understand this Rashi. Otherwise, how are they concurrent? They're never concurrent.
Because, I mean, technically, what's happening is the sun is descending. Right.
Yeah, but logically, legally, what is it?
And it physically moves.
Yeah.
It moves and it brings moves away from the earth and brings more darkness each second. So I mean, it's really a metzius.
Yeah.
But each second there's a little bit more darkness than there was a second before.
Okay, understand. But we have to understand. Is he saying anything? Because the only way I can understand Rashi is if you learn the Beinash Moshe means that it's day and night. You know, it's day and night. It's both. Anyway. Yeah, but how does that work? So the pile, one of them is and one of them isn't. Or we can say Pashtub Shad without this whole pilpul. You know, say Pashtub Shad is because we treat it as if it's day and it's night. We treat it like Shabbos. We treat it as if it's, you know, day and it's night. So therefore, you know, it looks like Be'echot. So it's only a saying. It doesn't mean Mamish, it's working at the same time. It looks like it's happening at the same time. But technically, one of them is and one of them isn't. I mean, that's Parshat Pshat. But the Chayda, if you can learn more, you can go a little bit deeper. Okay, any Vaiter. How do you know this? When we say Shmita is B'Seif, we're not talking about regarding Karka, because Karka is the beginning of Shmita already, you know, a lot of work and all that. We're talking about when it comes to Hashmata's Ksafin. Because of money. The end of the 7 years, Tasa Shmita. Fine. What do you mean Yevil is in the beginning? Isn't Yevil start from, you know, the is talking about on Yom Kippur? It says in Pasuk that you should blow Shofar when be'asa lechayder b'yom haKippurim tavid shalazgam Yom Kippur. So they're not in the same time. But Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shel Rabbi Yechem Brukahi. You know what this is? This is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechem Brukahi. He says, one opinion says nothing happens to Yom Kippur. The other opinion says, come to Rosh Hashanah, all the avodim are free, but they don't yet go home. They have to hang around until Yom Kippur before they go home. So it's two parts. One part is when there's no longer a balabas over them, but the other part is when they actually become free, when they go home. So interesting is that status. What is the status during those 10 days? They're not an Eved, but they're not a Ben Chayim. Right in between, state of flux. The Amma Meroisha Shana who the Chayil Yevil, that Hashanah starts Yevil, but they don't go home until Yom Kippur. So therefore, when does Yevil begin? Lepoil. When does Yevil begin? From Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, this is talking about this staying goes going to be him. Same thing. It starts that at the beginning of Yevil, but you don't get it back until Yom Kippur. Everything starts.
If you've got a field harvest. And
you harvest it, you got to leave it for the. So, he repeated for Rabavu, the lake is metaltel le kakois. So, why don't we makish the metaltelin of chedim to karka? Because it says in the pasuk of Shaloim, and say, just like, why did you say? What did Chibarom say in the beginning? He said that metaltelin you give to any coin you want. Chibarom said, how the whole Gemara started. Metaltelin, even a coin you want, but when it comes to a karka, it goes to the Mishmah. Why did the same pasuk that says Mekala Shaloi, it says Deach Uzasai. So why don't you then compare the two and say, well, just like Deach Uzasai is only to the Mishmah, why don't you have metaltelin only go to that Mishmah? Why can you nominate which coin you want to give it to? So the Gemara, Belakish, Metadlik, Akois, Melav, Tanoim, Taka, Machlekis, Tanoim. The Ego, the Makish, there's one Tana that says that is Makish, and those are Behun of Shimon, they argue. And that's exactly what the argument in the Mishnah is. Rabbi Shimon holds that you're not Makish. Rabbi Shimon says that the Levim, for example, what does Shimon say? That the Levim can be Makim, because he doesn't hold of this hekish of metalton karka. Karka, they cannot be machrim, but metalton lekuda, means he doesn't compare the two. So according to him, taka metalton gives anybody you want. But according to Yehuda, that is makish metalton into karka, koinim cannot do it, and they cannot be machrim. Sorry, levim cannot be machrim thing. They hold it to be the same thing. If taka, you can only give it to the mishmer. Right, exactly, machlekes. And he was going according to one hora. Rabbi Chibar was passing like one says that you're not makish like Rabbi Shimon. But the chedim of koinim, like if you made a chedim klor, you said, I want this to go to koinim, we'll see later that if you don't say what it is, where does it end up? But if you say clearly it goes to koinim, what happens to them? Ain't lehem pinyin. You can't say tomorrow, okay, I want to redeem it back. If I found, you gave it over to them, there's lo yimachu, lo yigal, go to them. Chermei bedek habayis, bedek habayis doesn't want to keep it, they want to sell it. So you could be paid. Because all they want is the money. They don't care about the property. It's charme koinim in the pidyon. Elo noisim lekoinim kitrumi givin lekoinim. It's gone. Once you give it, you can't take it back. And Rabbi Yehuda, now Rabbi Yehuda said, and b'charme bedek habayis, of course there's a pidyon. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm stam charamim lebedek habayis. If you just said the word chedim, and you didn't specify whether it's a chedim for koinim, or whether it's a chedim for bedek habayis, min astam we say, you want to maintain the base of Yiddish. Never it says the pasuk called, kol chedim, that a person is machim is kodesh kadoshim. The pasuk ends off kol chedim kodesh kadoshim hu l'Hashem. So it's kodesh kadoshim hu l'Hashem. That's bedek habayis. The chachamim however say is tam charamim lekodesh. You say word chedim stam. You don't say it's kodesh. Then it says in the pasuk that the field comes yevil. What happens to a field that b'chal? If you makdish a field, it comes yevil. What happens to a field? It says in the pasuk b'tzeitzeh b'yevil kodesh l'Hashem. It's kodesh to the Eibishter. Kizdeh hachedim. Like koyin to you, just like the chena goes to koyin. So see, clearly, what stam chedim goes to koyin. Imke lamanem a kol chedim koyin l'Hashem. So why does if stam chedim goes to koyin? So why does this other pasuk say a kol chedim koydish kadoshim l'Hashem? Shechol al kotche kotchim va kotche kalim. To tell you that a person can be machim even though he has a korban, which a chedim belongs already to the base of English. It can be machmed. I how can it be machmed? It doesn't own it at all. We'll see the Gemara later how it works. We told my case, we took a chrais. He said, Hare alai. So I have something in this animal. Because the animal dies, I got to replace it. So if it's died or if it gets stolen, so on. So therefore, to a certain extent, it's mine. So he has to, if he says chedim, he has to give the whole value of the behemoth, not the behemoth itself. The behemoth is very mukhrim to the base of English. But the whole value of the behemoth to a kohen. And we invited to give my Mishnah. Machrim adam es kadoshav, because a person could be machrim kachim ben kachim kachim ben kachim kalim. Im nodar, if he made a neder, he says, I take upon myself an oila. So then, if he's neder, takes upon myself an oila, so then it's a chayis for the whole animal. He owns the value of the animal. No, he said the man. So what does he do? He gives it the man to the base of Migdash. The im, the dover, if he says this animal and he has now a chayis whatsoever, and if it dies, he is potter. Then, noisin es tevasin. The only thing is, he has a tevas anor. If I go to a person, say, look, you don't own a carbon. You don't owe a carbon to the base of Mikdash. But if I give you an animal very cheap, and you can go to the base of Mikdash and give it as an oil, how much would you pay for it? How much is it worth to you? The animal's worth $100. You're not going to spend $100 because you're not chayiv anything. But for $10, would you do it? Oh, you say, Vali Kazach, I'll take an oil. So that's how you work out the tevis. No, then I have an animal in the case of the dove. So this animal is limited to a carbon oiler. So how much are you willing to pay for that? Yeah. We're back to the Mishnah. Shoyr is an oiler. If he says, this shoyr is an oiler, how much are you willing to pay, even though you're not chayv an oiler? If you're chayv an oiler, of course you pay the full amount. Don't talk about it. If you're not chayv oiler, how much you want to pay to have this oiler and bring it up for you? Afapi she'ein rashoi, even though you're not allowed to, even though we're not talking about selling and everything else, but nevertheless, we're talking about in inyan. What would it be? Habachoy, Rabchoy, Bain Tam Bel Mum, what about Abchoy? Whether it's a Tam with a Mum, Machrim in Oisa, you can also say that even though it's set aside for the Mizbeach, or if it's a Bal Mum, it's, you know, you belong to the Koyin, Machrim in Oisa, you can donate that, as you can Machrim it. The Kate said, Poyin, so how do you pay for it? How do you redeem it? Because by Abchoy, the goof itself, the animal goes to Mizbeach, you cannot give it away. It's not yours, it's the Koyin. Again, how much would a person say, look, here's a b'chay, you got to give it to Kohen. I have a grandson, I'm a Yisrael, but my daughter married a Kohen. So my grandson is a Kohen. How much would you want to give it to my grandson? It seems that nobody ever gave anything to the sons-in-law. It was only they gave it to the grandsons. I wonder how much are you willing to pay? You know, the animal's worth $100. For $20, would you be happy you'll give me $20 so I can give it to your grandson? That's how you work out the assessment, the Torah is another than having an animal. Says the Gemara, Torah will be learned. Cherme koini main lehem pidyon. The top of the page, Chav Tesom Aleph. Torah will be learned. Cherme koini, if you donate something to koini, ain't lehem pidyon, that's it, it belongs to koini, like Truma, it doesn't ever come back. The noisin la koyin, you give it to the koyin. Charomim, the charomim, kolzman shehem bebeis bailim, as long as in my house I didn't give it over yet to the koyin, I didn't get hegdish, the chol levenes, like mamish, like hegdish. Shenem, it says, kol chedim b'Yisrael, koyidish kudosh mul Hashem. I had to treat like hegdish. Abinostan le koyin, the moment you give the koyin, harei hein le chol divrein kechulin. Now suddenly it's no longer hegdish, kudosh kechulin. It's like any other thing that belongs to the koyin. Shenem, it says, kol chedim b'Yisrael le choyir. It says, kol chedim b'Yisrael le choyir goes to you. Which is to Aaron, and we talked about before, that it's le choyir. It's yours. It's completely yours. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseidon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseidon says, Stam charomim le bedek habayis. He holds the Stam chedim, if you don't spell it out, goes to bedek habayis. Because he says, it's in the pasuk, kol chedim kodesh kodashim, hu la Hashem. The Chachamim say, no, the Stam charomim go to koyanim, because it says that what happens to the fields in Yovel, it's like zdeah chedim la koyin to you. Bishleim rabbon ne kedim kodesh damayim. They explain their reason. And either pasuk that we brought, they say that what do you need a pasuk kodesh kedoshim l'Hashem to tell you that even a kodesh kedoshim you can make a chedim. The time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseida, and they explained the reason Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseida why that's a problem to them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseida hike is their chedim. My obviously, what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseida do with the first pasuk Chacham brought? That what do you do with a field that comes out on Yovel? It's like as their chedim like koyin tiachos osi goes to the coin. So the Gemara says. We need it for the thing that we learned. It says in the Braise, Kizdeh HaChedim, what do you do with the field that comes out of Yevil? It's treated like Kizdeh HaChedim, the what? La Koyin Tiyach, it goes to a coin. Yes, so that was an item that Hudum Seder brought. So the. Is my Talmud Loimer? What is it? What do you need it for? Minayin Le Koyin. How do you know a coin? Shehegdish, Sudeh Echermot. That Haino Koyin, who is Makdish's field. Okay, he got a field of the chedim. Somebody gave him a field of the chedim. Then he turned around and he was makdish it. Now remember, a chedim always remains in the kohen. And we learned before, if a kohen is makdish his field, if he's makdish his field, he goes to the base of mikdash and he loses it. So he makdish the chedim. He shouldn't say hoil the yitzel kohenim, since it comes yevil, it goes to the kohenim. I'm a kohen. I already have it. He should say mine. V'dinu. B'shalachedim and yizoicha, other people are makdish the fields and they don't redeem it. Comes yevil, I'll get a share in it. B'shalatzi lekolshkin, if I already have it, shouldn't it remain with me? Tamalay mikiz dehachedim la koyin tiachazosay. It should be treated like as dehachedim. That what goes to a koyin. V'chimalo madum is dehachedim. Is there anything to learn out of normal field that goes on the yevil chedim? Faket. We can learn as dehachedim from yevil. Ma'atad is a balalamid. It sounds like it's coming to the potato cell and you're comparing A to B, but in fact B is compared to A. We're going to compare this chedim that a kohen has to a field that a Yisrael donates. What happens to a yid that he donates to the base of Midrash and doesn't redeem it by gevul? He loses it. He gets this trade amongst all the kohenim. If a kohen happens to own a chedim and he donates it to the base of Midrash, He also loses it and goes to all the other kainim. Yaitzim etachas yodei umitzchalekes le'echav kainim. And what? He loses it and he goes and gets the street amongst all his brother in the kainim. V'idach ma'echedim ha'chedim. How do Chachamim learn that? They learn that from the extra letter hey. V'idach chedim ha'chedim le'mashmalei. One more thing. Yudim Seda, one more line. How does he know that on Kachik Kachim you can also make a Chedim because you have, you know, Tevas Ano, you have some value in still? So, Avalai holds like Rabbi Shmuel, which we'll soon see. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold of this at all. He learns from a Pasik, we'll learn later on, from a different Pasik altogether, from Yaktish or Taktish, we'll see later. Stop here.